use it as a nightly rental or just rent the home occasionally?
It's going to be used as a nightly rental.
Because the meeting minutes said it was to house parishioners.
Well.
And then relatives are overflowing from their rental.
Right, that's what it's been used for. And it was previously a nightly rental also before she acquired it about 6 months ago.
So what percentage would it be used as a nightly rental?
We're probably anticipating 1 weekend to 2 weekends a month at the most. It's occupied right now probably 1 to 2 weekends with family and with visiting pastors and things like that. But based on the activity, they're not all family. We were believing that it needs to be classified as a nightly rental.
Any other questions?
So you will be renting it to people that are in no way affiliated with the church or anything else?
Correct. But they'll be vetted to make sure that there are no drinking, no smoking, things like that on the property.
I was a little concerned about the parking. They own the lot next door, but it's not part of this special use permit.
There's probably room for 4 cars right there. See where that car is there? There's room for at least 4 cars in the graveled area of that area. The boat trailer has been removed, and that's also available. It's gravel. It's got grass growing on it, but it's gravel underneath. You can see the gravel poking through there. But there's room for probably 6 cars off-street parking without any different change, any additional changes.
So with the 3-bedroom, it's got to have for parking of 4, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was concerned, but if anything was to happen and it sold one lot or the other, that would throw it all in the keek anyway. So it would change back to a standard. So I don't see a problem with that.
Is there anyone here to speak on behalf or supporting this application? Opposed to this application? So we have neither in this application. Would anyone want to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as it's written.
I'll second.
We've got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. By a show of hands, all those in favor? Opposed?
8-0. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Next up, 1816, proposed archery range, 633 Newport Road. Hello.
Case number 1816. Applicants Michael Messenger, represented by David Wilson, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for an archery range located at 633 Newport Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri. As per the Planning Department, the 3,052 square foot residence and the 920 square foot barn was constructed in 2009. The room addition and the pool were added in 2017 under permit number 1779. The property is approximately 10 acres in size and is served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. The archery range is a walk-through 30-target range consisting of walking trail that spans approximately 5 acres of the property. The range currently meets or exceeds all safety standards of the Archery Shooters Association, or the ASA, which is a nationally recognized organization. There will be 1 shoot per month, always on the last Saturday of the month. Archery range opens at 8 a.m., stops taking shooters at 12 p.m., and breaks the range down between 4 and 6 p.m. The applicant has submitted a tax-exempt IRS letter and a certificate of liability insurance dated January 6, 2018. The property to the northeast, south, and west are currently large residential parcels. The project received a total score of -1 on the policy checklist. Staff recommendation, if Taney County Commission approves this Division III Special Use Permit 1816, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, the archery range special use permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and, as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. 3, the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not therefore tied to the property, that is, does not transfer as part of the property sale or ownership change. 4, the property where a special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 5, if the conditions and restrictions of the special use permit are not complied with, the permit can be revoked by administrative decision. If the permit has been revoked, it can be reinstated only by the Planning Commission through the Division III process. 6, the applicant shall provide proof of liability insurance to the Taney County Planning Department, which he has. 7, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste. 8, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 9, a Division II permit would be required for any applicable structures in the development. And 10, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. This is the property here, and it shows on the beacon as approximately 9.47 acres. Do we know, everybody know where we are on Newport? I'll zoom out. This is the flyover on 65 Highway, just south of 160. You have to take the west outer road and then fly over 65 and get to Newport. Let's zoom in to the property. Here's their sketch of the parking and the practice range is here. Bathroom sets there and the range course is here. And they sent me a couple of photos. This is what the parking looks like during an event. And this is one of the shooting stations on the range. There's actually, there's the practice range. I won't show the whole video, but they had a video that presented itself pretty well as what the project goes. We'll go through half of it and let you watch. David, anytime you want to speak up on anything that's coming up there, you're more than welcome to let them know what they're looking at.
Right now, they're just your guys are warming up on the practice range before they head out to walk and shoot the 30 target range. Just gives them kind of an opportunity to warm up and get adjusted. You can see now they're walking through the range. Basically, the lanes are cleared out, but we try to leave as much of the foliage and covering and everything that's going on. That's what makes fun. The sponsors that you see, because we are a 501c3 organization. We take the money that we raise from the shoots, and we have we help families here in the Ozarks. So we've helped two families that their houses burned right at Christmas time. We help them with donations, just cash donation. We've helped one family that she had a car accident in September that knocked her out of working for several months. And she had three kids going into the holiday season, so we helped her with being able to purchase Christmas gifts for her kids. We've also helped some folks with money for rent that was about to be evicted and needed the helping hand. Not to mention the folks that we've that have just needed a helping hand here and there. But that's what the club is. I mean, that was the heart of our vision for the club, outside of having a place to shoot in Taney County.
Well, I think we had more photos in your packet, didn't we? Okay, that's where I thought we put the photos. Yep. Yeah, we sent them quite a few photos.
Any questions specific to the three gentlemen? Before you sit down, is there anyone here to speak in support of this application? In support? Okay. You want to just have a seat over there? And you've signed in, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
My name is Christian Sally. I'm a member of White River Bowman and with the Branson Professional Firefighters Local 152. This organization is intended to be a benefit to the community. And last year, the Local 152 put on a benefit for the cancer of the Ozarks. This year, it's scheduled for July to put on a benefit for Supporting Heroes, and that's going to take care of line of duty death families. So it's, the organization is really here to benefit the community. So that's, if this goes away, I don't have a venue to put on for, for the shoot for this year. So that's why I'm really in favor of this getting passed through.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
I'd just like to say I belong to two different organizations, the archery clubs, and this is by far the most family friendly I've ever seen. You don't hear the foul language out there. The little kids are welcome, and I think it'd be a terrible thing to take it away from them.
Okay, thank you. Next over there. Was there one other?
Mark Childers. I'm not a public speaker, so. I have been a president of another local club in Springfield, Missouri, and I met Davey through a shoot they were doing in an indoor league, I don't know, 3 years ago. And he told me about this vision he had, which would be the White River Bowmen. And when they really started getting serious about it, he had come to me for help. And I agreed because I like what he was telling me about it's all going back to people in this community, in this area. And that's coming from somebody that doesn't live in this area. I live in Sparta. Well, it's in the area, but not in this county.
Yeah.
And so I didn't seek to take another term as president at that archery club when I've been helping this one, and it'd be bad to see it go away.
Okay.
It's for all the right reasons. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else in favor?
Wilson Sr. I'm fully in support of it. It's a great place. It offers a good, clean family atmosphere for mom, dad, and the kids to come out. One thing that hasn't been mentioned yet, all our proceeds are donated to the community at large when we find the specific needs. The one thing that I want to say that hasn't been mentioned, we have shooters come from as far away as St. Louis, not in great numbers, but people that do come in, even if we just have 25 or 30 shooters out there, they do drop a lot of dollars in Taney County. While they're here, as they're coming and going. So